another nice and cool day today, albeit quite breezy. And there will be just a few showers every once in a while moving in off the Atlantic. A lot of dry hours, and the rain doesn't look particularly significant. Better chances closer to the coast. So generally from about I-95 to the beaches. Otherwise, temperatures today only reaching the 70s. It will be the fifth straight day with a below average temperatures. That's a treat this time of year. And as we've been saying all week long, enjoy it while you can. You know what's just around the corner. The heat and humidity of good old summer and the dog days of summer, not far away, and you're going to kind of feel it'll feel that way a little bit next week. But in the meantime, we have this Atlantic low pressure area, this storm system over the ocean moving westbound. It's weak. It doesn't look like it'll be coming anything tropical. I know there's been some rumors out there and in some other circles and other parts, but this just doesn't look like a big deal as it moves toward the coast and then eventually weakens as we get through tomorrow and tomorrow night. But it will introduce a little more moisture and still that gusty breeze today with a rough season surf at our beaches and a high rip current risk continuing. And our best advice is to stay out of the water today. So we'll have a few hit and miss showers this afternoon, scattered showers overnight tonight, and then a few showers on your Friday. Perhaps even a rumble of thunder tomorrow as humidity goes up yet another notch or two as temperatures approach 80 degrees. But once again, there'll be hours without rain, and some spots will get nothing at all out of this weather setup when it comes to rainfall. The overall message is that it's still mainly dry and will continue to be so. Rainfall amounts will average a quarter of an inch or so where you get rain the next couple of days. An isolated spot or two could manage a half inch, and there'll be a number of places that don't get anything at all, or at least next to nothing. So this isn't the kind of situation that's a widespread soaking. And then the temperatures start to heat up as we go into your weekend. It'll start to feel much more like late spring / early summer. Heat and humidity. The sea breeze will still be active, so an isolated afternoon shower or a thunderstorm will be possible, but again, very hit and miss, mostly miss. Temperatures reach the mid-80s Saturday. Now, that's just about where we ought to be this time of year. It's just that we haven't been that warm since last weekend. And then on Sunday, we're approaching 90 degrees, so we'll start to heat up. And it looks like that holds through a good part of next week, with isolated afternoon thunderstorms each day with the sea breeze, coverage, though, generally less than a quarter of the area on any given day, and temperatures topping out likely above 90 for a good part of the early and middle part of next week. So to repeat, once again, got a shot at least a few scattered showers today and again through tomorrow, perhaps a rumble of thunder, but there'll be long periods without any rainfall and many spots won't get any significant rain. A high to very high rip current risk continues at our area beaches today, but we'll see gradual improvement tomorrow and especially over the weekend. And the jumbo shrimp continue their homestand. And while there's that shot at a shower or two, I think largely we're going to be able to get those baseball games in. With all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.